In today's gospel, we read about a person who incurred the wrath of the master because he failed to put his one talent to use. Now, we tend to think about talents as abilities or competencies. So as we read this text, we need for a moment to put aside that definition and to understand that the talent spoken of in this text was money. In fact, quite a lot of money. Two individuals in the text took the money, let the money work for them in various ways, made money, and were able to give a large return to the master, and they were praised. The third individual went away and did nothing. The text says he did nothing because he was afraid, but that excuse did not wash with the master. Now, even though this text is speaking of the appropriate use of money on behalf of the master, I like to think that the principle carries over to what we think of as talents, gifts, and abilities. Doing nothing with what God has given us is simply not a biblical option. A couple of weeks ago, we looked at a text from 1 Corinthians that spoke of gifts. In summary, it said that the Spirit gives gifts to each, that is to everybody, as the Spirit of God wills, and they are given for the common good. The point of God's gifts is not that we look good and are acclaimed as talented and gifted individuals. The point of the gifts is service, both in the Christian community and in our world. Today's epistle lesson reminds us that we are stewards of what God has given us, our time, talents, and treasures, and that we are to use them in service. Now, so far, it might seem as though today's sermon is to guilt you all into doing more in the context of this congregation. And maybe to a certain extent, that's a fair assessment. The bottom line is that Christianity is not a spectator sport. And we could not function as a congregation here at St. George's if it were not for all the people who volunteer their time and talents. But I want to look at this from a slightly different perspective. God has created each of us uniquely with passions and abilities. And there is something in us that needs to express ourselves through the use of those gifts. We grow into the fullness of who God has created us to be as we use the gifts that God has given us. And there's another aspect of this as well. We are told to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbors as ourselves. As we engage in various ministries, we are actively showing our love for God and for the neighbor who happens to be sitting in the pews with us here at St. George's. Now, it's plain that nobody is called to do everything, and one of the great tragedies in church world is that statistics tell us that typically 20% of the people do 80% of the work. Not a good statistic. We are each called to do something, and maybe we discern it through our passions and interests, and sometimes it is about picking up and doing something because it needs to be done, and we are able to do it. Or doing the dishes because we don't like seeing dirty dishes. Who knows? In our ministry fair time today, we are wanting to make you aware of various ministry opportunities here at St. George's. To reassure you that for everything there is training and nobody just gets thrown into the deep end. And to encourage you to talk to people who are currently engaged in these ministries. But more importantly, to talk with God about how God may be calling you to offer yourself for our common good. You each received a brochure when you came in today, and if you're like me, as soon as you get a piece of paper, you start reading it. So I don't think I need to read through the whole brochure. You've probably been looking at it. I want to say, too, that our focus today is not on the fellowship ministries that we have at the church here, like ACW and the 50s Plus. And it's also not on the governance ministries like wardens and council, but it has more to do mostly with the ministries that help Sunday services run smoothly and efficiently. So we have acolytes, altar guild, lay Eucharistic assistants, laying on of hands ministry, music ministry, prayer chain, readers and intercessors, sides people, Sunday school teaching, tech team, welcome ministry, which is both bread ministry and greeters. And I'm quite sure that you've all been kind of looking at this brochure a little. So as I said, I want us to have time to mingle and to go and talk to people. I don't think I need to read the little blurbs for you. You also got a form that talks about time and talent and how is God calling me to serve. If you are able to today, we'd love for you to fill it out and to put it in the offering plate as we collect the offering. If you feel like you want a little bit more time to talk to God about how exactly you should be filling it out, that's fine. You can bring it back at some future date. For all of you that are in Zoom land, and for people who were not able to be here today, and I can't remember whether I've already asked Barbara or whether this was on my to-do list, that you're going to get an email that is going to have both this ministry fair brochure and the form. And so you can fill out the form and return it at some future date, hopefully short-term future, not a long time from now, because we're going to use this form to try to structure our ministries in the fall. So if you can make sure that you've returned the form, say within the next 2 or 3 weeks, that would be very, very good. So we're going to have various people willing to talk to you about the ministries they're engaged in, and the tech team is upstairs. In the narthex, we'll have a representative of both the greeters and the bread ministry. At the back on that side, we're going to have someone for sides people, and over there, acolytes. In kind of the middle here, we're going to have someone talking about prayer chain and then Sunday school. The laying on of hands focus will be over in that corner, which is where they usually do the laying on of hands. Readers and intercessors are going to be up by the lectern. The lay Eucharistic assistants are going to come right here. And the altar guild is going to be over there. And the music people, of course, where the music people always are. So there's going to be a sign. Somebody's going to be holding a sign so that you know that you've gotten to the right place. And I want to just give over this time for you to go and talk to people who are doing various ministries, to prayerfully think about what God is calling you to. And we're going to have some music playing in the background, and we're going to give ourselves about 15 to 20 minutes to do this. And so can the people who are responsible for each area take your signs and go where you're supposed to go, and then everybody else just start moving and mingling. Unless you're a visitor here and are never planning on coming back, hi. I really don't want you sitting in your pews doing nothing. Please go and talk to someone. And if you're curious about talking to someone about some ministry, feel free to. So let's go.